How's everybody?
Still a little awkward that beginning, but we'll get it.
Yeah, I was trying to figure
East Coast time, Rob.
Well, I'm a little still a little jet lagged.
Are you?
Yeah.
From your
but not as bad as yesterday.
Vancouver jaunt.
Yeah. Yeah. See, because I got the plane. My plane got back at 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And
you flew a red eye.
I was
nice.
So close to, yeah, which is good on that's fine on trips where time jumps forward.
Yeah.
I prefer that.
Yeah.
But in this case, because of circumstances and whatnot, I decided to then just to take the subway right to work.
Oh, you've got a contest going on with Colleen?
I know, right?
Oh my God.
I told her, she's like, oh, after my own heart.
We have a guest.
Yes.
We do.
He's very hot right now.
So hot. Right
now. And
actually, he's got a lot going on that I am interested to hear about now.
Ooh.
I see all these things going on online, and I'm like, I have nothing going on, so I'm a little jealous.
Hello, Danny T.
Hello! See, I'm still into that.
Don't do that here.
Wrong show. Don't do that.
Put a quarter in the jar every time you do that.
Right, it's awkward hellos here.
Yeah. We're still doing the awkward intro.
Hey, guys.
We're still trying to find our vibe here, right?
Just an awkward
good
show.
Good day!
Yeah.
Good day, sir.
Now, you actually have two guests, because next to me is the mysterious Angie.
Ooh.
Hey!
The other half of the Danji T podcast.
Nice. So we have double the pleasure in our box this week.
Oh,
the fun.
Wow.
Hey.
That sounds dirty.
Is that maybe that's our thing, like super awkward, dirty, but not intentionally dirty.
That sounds about right.
Like, sounds about right.
Like innocently dirty.
So you're like somebody's first time.
Yeah.
Awkward dirtiness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's our thing.
Losing your virginity. Is
ew.
Your thing.
What? Wait, hold on.
Yeah. Listening every week is like losing your virginity every week.
Yes. All right.
Or every other week, sorry.
We chatter your box.
You bleed a little. It's a little painful.
Mike,
no.
Mike went
there. I'm sorry. I'm jet lagged.
Mike, if you bled the first time, you did it wrong.
You're not supposed to?
Or you did it really right.
You're really right, yeah. So right.
You have a lot going on in your world, Mr. Danny T.
Yeah. It's been kind of busy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, now people are paying you, right?
I got my first screenwriting paying gig last week.
That is
pretty cool. Congrats, yeah. Mister.
Quite excited.
That's pretty crazy.
They posted an ad on Craigslist, so we went on a blind date. And
then you were tied up in the back of a car.
Angie, did you know about this?
You know about this, Angie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She knows. She said.
At this point, she's willing to pimp you out.
Look, he's got to make some money, right?
It's true. It's true. Any way that you have to do it.
Yeah.
What's that button? Oh, we're back to Jewel again. How did we get back to Jewel so soon?
Oh, God.
Oh, no. They post an ad looking for somebody to write a short film for them. And then I sat and talked to the director. And I was like, so how long do you want this film to be? And he's like, oh, about an hour and a half.
That's not a short film.
That would be a full-length film, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I was like, what do you think a feature is? You know, 3 hours.
3 hours?
I mean, what length do you think would constitute a short film?
20 minutes.
Yeah.
I would say no longer. at the max 45 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, max. I would say, yeah.
Max.
Yes.
Not an hour and a half.
When he took me aback when he, because I was like telling people, I was like, oh, I can write this in a day. I could take off work because of the money they're paying me and write this in a day because it'll probably be, what, 20 minutes, 20 pages? And then he goes, we want it to be about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes.
Wow.
And then they needed the rough draft 4 days later.
Oh, so is that all? Is that all?
So he did it though. He's
I got.
A champ.
I was. Yeah, I got him the yesterday. I sent him 91 pages.
Wow.
Damn.
So.
Wow.
Can you
nice
give us
job.
A brief idea of what it's about?
Yeah. I can give it a little bit. Well, I got to give backstory on the company first that I'm writing for. They their main, I guess, money so far has been hip hop videos.
Hmm. Oh.
And so, like, they've worked with like Rick Ross and Snoop Dogg. Snoop Lion, yes. Sorry, Snoop Lion. Hashtag.
Get it right.
Yeah. And so they've worked with a lot of Dallas local rappers and stuff. Mm. And so they want to kind of keep with that market, that those fans they have. So one of the things they told me about my writing they liked was my urban feel.
Oh,
I did not realize you had an urban feel.
This, but I'm pretty street.
Yeah. I did not notice that.
And you can tell
when the rappers need a writer, who do they call?
Yeah, you can tell by me being pretty street by saying I'm pretty street.
Yeah, certainly.
and so when I talk to them, they're like, "We want like this cool, sweet hip hop gangster crime drama."
Mm.
Okay.
So wait, let me get this straight. Danny T is writing a hip hop crime drama.
Yep.
That shit'll be credible too.
Sign me up for this shit.
Yeah. Yes. As Angie just said, I used Urban Dictionary quite a lot.
And watched a lot of Tyler Perry movies.
Yeah, watched a lot of Tyler Perry movies.
Well, if you want to be street, do not watch Tyler Perry movies. All right, let's first start there.
What was funny though was like writing it, I couldn't. It was hard. It's one of those things where I usually read back my dialogue back to myself just to see if it sounds stupid, stuff like that. So reading this kind of dialogue back to myself automatically sounded stupid because it was coming out of me.
Yeah, so you're hearing
like,
your own voice.
What up, Holmes? You gonna come out and ride with us tonight? Like that, it just sounds bad coming out of my mouth. So I told the guys, like, because the guy is straight up like street, like he's like, these guys are slanging and they're hustling, you know, trying to make that cheddar. And I was like, I've never used the word slanging in my life.
Cheddar either.
Oh, I've used cheddar. Yeah, I mean cheddar cheese. Like some cheddar cheese on that pizza, so I told him, I was like, you guys can more than welcome to paraphrase my dialogue.
Yeah, with the slot. Yeah. Are you finding yourself listening to lots and lots of hip hop?
I did. I listened to some hip hop. He sent me music videos of the rappers that are going to be in it.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah,
their music, their style, and I sent 30 pages of it on Monday, and two of the producers said they really liked it so far, and I'm supposed to meet with them probably Saturday or tomorrow to go over notes and stuff.
Hmm.
Nice.
Awesome.
So yeah, cool stuff. I'm very excited. See, cool stuff makes me so street.
I would go there wearing a black leather jacket. A fedora and Adidas with no laces.
It's 100 degrees here, Mike. You would die.
In Texas.
Yes, but if you want to be street, you got to go in there not sweating.
That's right. Players don't care about the weather.
Players, hey, don't hate. Appreciate.
Well, Vanilla Ice was a big hip-hop Dallas star, right? He was a big hip-hop star in Dallas. That's where he got his big break.
Oh, did he? I thought he was Canadian.
I thought he was Canadian.
Doesn't he come from your world?
I don't know. I'm not claiming that one.
We can't blame everything on
Canada.
We have
to claim the Biebs, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's true. The Biebs. My boy, the Biebs.
Yeah, date last week.
You went out with the Biebs?
Yeah, I was jealous because Rob and Michaela had lunch, so I ran into the Biebs at the local mall, which is like 50% vacant because nobody goes to the mall anymore, but I was paying a sewer bill, so... Yeah, and I ran into the Biebs, and I was like, oh, well, I might as well have a Canadian encounter, too.
Yeah.
He was a little taller than I remember him, than I expected.
Now, was this that first time you were talking about earlier?
There was no blood. A lot of lube. There was some Santorum.
Biebs got no blood?
He has no blood. He's a vampire.
A vampire.
He's on True Blood.
He's on Truth.
That would be the day I stop watching.
So I've talked enough.
Yeah.
No more of me talking.
He kind of looks like a lesbian now. Did you notice that?
He's always looked like
a lesbian.
But he's got that new, like, pompadour haircut.
Well, TMZ actually had a picture of a lesbian woman in a bar that had been mistaken for him.
So I could see that happening. Yeah.
Tumblr dedicated to that?
Yeah, there's a Tumblr dedicated to lesbians that look like Justin Bieber.
Poor kid. Oh.
Hey, he put it out there.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's the image he was aiming for somehow, though.
Well, he's laughing all the way to the bank, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't think he gives a damn.
He's driving like a mirror car.
Yeah, I know.
Like a bullet.
I know. Who gets a mirror car? I guess if you have that much money, you just waste it on whatever.
You just do it. Mine would have like Superman arms in the front and Superman legs in the back.
Nice.
And Tom Welling's face on the seat.
And Tom Welling's face on the... No, I just have the, like, one side would be Christopher Reeves, one side Tom Welling.
Oh, too soon.
Too soon. What?
God, he just died like a decade ago. He just passed away like a decade ago. Come on.
That's right. Too soon.
Gotta give these things.
So, Rob, you did your fringe trip. Is that what that was?
Yeah, so I went to Vancouver.
Well, first of all, Rob spent the better part of a week with a gaggle of ladies, I must tell you.
Wow.
Well, you know, so.
Are you saying gaggle for a reason?
No. Please forgive the bird reference. They were very nice ladies. I had lunch with them.
Yeah, you did meet some of them. So all right. So this is why I went. It was a event put together called the Fringe Event, and it's fans of the show Fringe, and in Vancouver, because that's where they shoot the show from season 2 on, and so. A friend of mine and I are, you know, we really enjoy the show, and we're like, you know what, let's go. So, so that happened this past weekend. We checked out a lot of shooting locations for the show. We actually walked about 10 miles per day throughout the day. So, Vancouver's a beautiful, beautiful city. I really like it. And I see why, you know, they shoot so many things there. I mean, not only is it cheaper, but you can make it look like almost anywhere. You've got mountains, you've got lots of trees, you've got, you know, a city. It's so versatile.
Yeah, I think it's played nearly everywhere in the world, Vancouver.
Yeah, seriously.
But you got beautiful weather, holy schmoly.
It was so, so nice. It didn't rain once, even though... Is Vancouver known for rain? Because I see all...
Yes.
Yeah, dreariness, yeah.
All these, in the tourist shops, like all these like things with umbrellas on them and whatnot, but it didn't rain once. It was super nice out. It was gorgeous. Hmm. That was awesome. So yeah, anyway, we checked out filming locations. We had a mixer and everyone, you know, got together and like we had, you know, trivia and we got tours of the Orpheum Theater that they use in Fringe for, like, I'm not going to ruin it, but you know, for some big things.
You guys got to see some filming and you got to meet some of the cast.
Yeah. Well, after it was, I mean, the event ended on Sunday night, but we were there a couple extra days, and Monday, we happened to know that they were going to shoot scenes at, UBC, the University of British Columbia. And so we had headed down there, and their code word for filming and direction, like where they direct towards the sets, is belly. Mm-hmm. So we found the signs and followed it to the sets. And the group I was with, we actually... Arrested. Say again?
You're immediately arrested.
No, well, we actually wandered. We were wandering around and we ended up... I looked to my right and I noticed the actress sitting in the chairs getting makeup done. Like, and we had walked almost right up to them and not realized. And then all of us kind of realized, like, oh, and no one else said anything or noticed, you know, but
they have horrible security.
Apparently.
They just walked up. Oh, hey, what's up, Anna?
I mean, but the thing is they're on a, you know, it's a campus. Like, it's, you know,
yeah, it's
they
university
can't,
campus.
Yeah, they can't technically.
That's true.
tell us to go away. I mean, they could ask. I mean, we're not going to be dicks about it. Like, we gave them their space and stuff.
Well, I'm surprised they don't have, like, it tented out with, like, people guarding the tent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, at least separating it. It's like, oh, just sit here in the middle of the, you know, the quad.
Yeah. So we saw them. The only actual shooting we saw was like this big, big exterior shot, of steps going into a building. And there was a lot of extras. And it was really cool to see. So that was awesome. And we got to meet Joshua Jackson and, Georgina, the new girl that's on the show. Some of the other people wandered around and got to meet some of the others, but everyone was there. So it was really cool. It was a really fun day. It was cool to see a show shooting, you know, it's their last season. It's, you know, it's kind of like a fitting end of the show, you know, going towards
the end. Well, especially considering how strong your community became because of trying to keep the show on the air for this last season, right?
Yeah, I mean,
so it's awesome you could all get together. I mean, you have people come from all over the world.
Yeah, I mean, there were people from the UK, from Australia, from, I think, someone from Brazil. I mean, there are people from all over the place.
From the future.
Even. Yeah, I mean, so it was really incredible to finally meet these people, and everyone was so great. And yes, as Mike alluded to, or not Mike, Michaela alluded to earlier, and the event itself was about 60, just under 70 people, 68 or so. And I kid you not, 6 guys.
Wow, that's a good percentage right there.
That's so good. So
those are good odds, Rob.
Yeah, how'd you do?
So I will not, whatever happens at the Fringe event stays at the Fringe event.
How many notches in your fedora?
A lady doesn't tell. Have you learned any good pickup, like Fringe pickup lines? Like observe this or something like that.
Observe.
I mean,
oh, God.
Observe this.
I'll give you something to observe.
Is that accompanied with like action? Like, what do you?
Make sure you do it like Michaela, like you're in the 1920s. I'll give you something to observe, there, hey, Mister Beauregard.
Hey, baby, let's bang into another dimension.
Oh, hey.
That's a good.
I'm pretty sure that would work. You should use that.
Yeah. I should have. Damn.
Only we could go back in time.
Can my blue verse connect with your red verse?
Oh.
See, I don't know enough about the show to make those kind of jokes. Since I only saw season one.
But anyway,
you had fun and you made it home alive. So that's the
important. I did. And I got to see Michaela, which was definitely
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that was fun. I had a good time.
Sounds amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
No, it's not a show.
Wrong show.
If I can't say hello, we can't do that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Did you go in the infamous hot tub?
What infamous?
No, he didn't come here because we just couldn't work it out. He was going that night to watch film for that afternoon to go filming. And then by the time, you know, it was like noon and we thought, let's just do it tomorrow. And then I had my rheumatology appointment at 2:00 on Tuesday. So by the time I got there and that we had time to have lunch and a snuggle. That was it.
Yeah. But
lunch and a snuggle.
Whoa, that's a little sassy.
It was good. Yeah, it was good.
Well, Michaela is full of sass.
Jeez, well, I want true. People to be comfortable when they're on my
team. Yeah, you do. You're a very hospitable person.
That's right.
Yeah, but honestly, I really want to go back so bad.
Yeah,
well, you're welcome
nice.
To stay with me next time.
Yes, ooh. I might take you up on that.
That's right. But the Illyrio stayed here and he survived. And now, right now, he's with Dez, so there you go.
So I have a question, though, because I noticed that when you get back into the U.S., it asks you if you come into contact with any farm animals.
Yeah.
So would I have a problem there, or
what you would do is lie.
Yep.
Okay.
So can they prove that I touched a chicken?
Probably.
They put out a black light.
I mean, there probably are some kind of test.
Sir, we happen to know that
they take out the gonzo meter.
The gonzo meter.
The gonzo meter.
You seem to have you've been pecked.
We know you're Rob from Media Junkyard. We have you on posters.
We happen to know you're around chickens.
Something smells foul here.
Oh.
Why is there feet on your pants?
Danny. Too much.
So he didn't get to meet the girls this time, but maybe next time.
Whoa, wait. Which girls are we talking about? Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, the chickens. Oh.
Yes, and speaking of that, I celebrated my 17th wedding anniversary on Sunday.
Aww.
So congratulations. Aww. Well, I hope Dave got to visit the girls.
Yes. Well, we've been together 20 years now, and I haven't even been jailed once, so I'm pretty proud of myself.
Wow.
You know. So.
All right.
Yay me! Yay, Rob was here. Yay. Yay, lots of stuff. Yay, Danny's getting paid to write. Hey, we got all sorts of good news. And Rob, you have more good news about our
Trickster.
I do.
Yes. So we pimped out Trickster on Kickstarter last week. And I am happy to report that as of right now, and still 12 hours to go, they have surpassed their goal. And they now have $11,557.
Right on. Congratulations, ladies.
That's so awesome. Happy. I hope that we helped even just a little bit. I happen to know that a couple of people did donate after listening. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, can you remind everybody what that is?
So Trickster is a documentary about a disorder called, now let me get this again, trichotillomania.
Mm-hmm.
Trichotillomania.
So that's a disorder where people pull their hair out. So it's being worked on by some friends of mine, and there's still 12. I mean, I guess by the time this is out, unless Mike gets it together real quick.
What's that?
If we get this out.
Oh yeah, well it ends soon, right? Yeah.
Then maybe you can, if anyone wants to donate, or to fund, help them, they can.
Yeah.
But anyway, they did it, and they're going to get funding, and I'm very happy.
Awesome. That's very cool.
We make things happen here.
That's right.
That's right.
Chatterbox.
That's right. And you have a different kind of Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah.
somebody does.
Yeah, I kind of came across this. I don't know. I'm not going to mention how.
Should we be afraid?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Disappointing.
You have
yes,
a tone
it
in
is.
Your voice that gives me fear.
So it's called Offbeater.
Oh,
I swear this is real too. All right, so it's basically a community funding site for adult projects, such as, let's see, Inside the Candy Box, a furry adult comic book. Double D Erotica. That's pretty generic.
Hey, oh, that's mine.
Got Mormon Milk. From the MormonBoys.com site.
I support that project somehow.
Which,
the furry one I'm okay with.
Yeah, the picture is them.
Furries need a voice.
Mormon one.
The Mormon one's pretty good because the picture is like some guys in a bathhouse reading Bibles or whatever they read. And
now, real quick. Question.
Yes.
How much is it to completely fund?
Oh, Mormon Boys? You're going to make me click on it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Be in your history.
I mean, I want to see if
I'm
this, like...
sorry, Rob.
Let's
I
see.
Didn't.
Oh,
know.
They're looking for $18,000.
Wow.
And you know what? They'll make it faster than anybody on Kickstarter.
To shoot this film.
That's
I think you should all support that.
Nope. Things happen.
I want to see this furry project happen.
Unlike Kickstarter, though, they don't really show you what they've raised. Oh, I see. I'm only on the part where you can vote for it to get on.
Oh.
Offbeater.
Like, you have to take a picture.
Vote
of
for the furry one.
What they've raised.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. So if they have to get a certain number of votes before they're eligible to be funded. So that's kind of how Offbeater works.
Interesting.
Mandroid, the pervy adult Tamagotchi of online hookups. Which seems to be an app for your smartphone.
Wow.
That it looks like you have to do something to. I'm not sure.
What?
Yeah, it's a Tamagotchi of a bunch of different interesting things.
Sounds like it.
Someone please tell me quickly what the AC Air show is all about so we can move away from this topic.
Oh, that's what I was doing all day. And we'll be doing all day tomorrow, but no, we just have the we just have an air show in town. That's all, and it's at work. So just went took Connor down there, and we saw some bunch of the Thunderbirds, which are F-16s from the Air Force, and a bunch of other stuff. You know, where they do the crazy flying maneuvers and all that. So
that's really cool. I mean, I love the environment and everything, but I still love a good jet engine. I have to tell you,
yeah, they're very loud. AC being Atlantic City. I think they get like 500,000 people down there to watch it, so it'll be pretty crazy down there tomorrow. I will not be anywhere near there because that's far too many people for me.
Ah, nice.
We just had the big Abbott Air Show here in Abbotsford out in the valley here.
Oh, okay.
It's a huge one, and it's always the weekend of my anniversary, so I never go. Yep. Woohoo!
So, Angie and I just got back from California last week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Now, aren't you moving out there eventually?
There are plans to move out there next year.
Okay.
But we went to visit some good friends of all of us, Colk and Corey, see their humble abode, which I'm pretty sure Rob has seen.
Yes.
And we got to hang out, which the funniest part was Colk kept trying to show us stuff that we have here, thinking we didn't have it here. Like, he was like, hey, we have a Wingstop here, and I was like, we have like 20 of those in Dallas.
Wingstop.
Corey's like, but I bet you've never been to like Fry's. I was like, we have like 5 or 6 of those.
The store?
Yeah. And so I started making jokes, like when we walked by like certain stuff that was like very, you know, mainstream stuff, I'd be like, oh, what's a Starbucks?
Yeah. Holy shit, McDonald's.
We don't have any of those in Texas.
Well, it was nice to see all this visiting going on. Mike, get on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I didn't visit anybody anywhere.
And I don't care to.
Other than the Biebs, that was it. That was my, the extent of my visiting.
Hey, you visited where some people have not visited before.
So did it just get you even more excited to be moving out to California?
Yeah, it really did. We almost didn't come back. There was a lot of debate about just having our stuff and our dog shipped to us. It was nice walking outside, not sweating immediately.
Oh, yeah, that's true, because you're in the land of heat.
The land of hell.
Yeah. Well, where would you go, Southern or Northern California?
Wherever we can get a job.
Good point.
Would be ideal. Where, you know, the goal would be to end up near Los Angeles for me trying to get into the screenwriting and acting career there.
That would make sense.
It really depends on where Angie re-graduates from college again before I do. Mm-hmm. So she's going to start looking for a job before me. And then hopefully we'll be able to have something ready for us when we get back. And actually, I worked for The Voice. Recently, they actually told me to look them up when I got there. And if they have an opening, they'll hire me.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome. What were you doing for them in Dallas? At the auditions or something?
Yeah, I went to the big open auditions and just kind of did everything. I ran around. I drove one of the producers to the bank. And I went and ran errands and just did all the PA kind of stuff. And then at the callbacks, I kind of set if people made it through the next round, I had to give them like huge contracts and forms to fill out.
Ah, okay. That's pretty cool.
A lot of people going, do I use my stage name or my real name? It's a contract. Use your real name.
Yeah. This is called legal.
Do you know what happens after this? No, I don't.
Sign here.
Just sign it.
You come back here and sing again at some point. Yeah.
One guy showed up with Erykah Badu, though. That was kind of
cool. No shit.
Wow. He sings background in a lot of her songs.
Ah.
And she pushed him to come and audition, so she came. And the only way, the reason she got to go on stage and watch him was because he said she was his iPod push player.
Nice.
So that was kind of cool that, you know, he knew her. That was about the coolest thing that happened.
Whatever makes you stand out to in the audition, right? Right. Having Erykah Badu with you doesn't hurt.
No.
Do they have celebrity judges on that show or something that go there?
They have The Voice, but they don't travel around
Doing the auditions. All right.
Like American Idol, because they do blind auditions.
Oh, that's right. They have the chairs and they spin around. Yeah.
So they don't see them until they go. Like while they were here, these auditions were for season 4.
Okay.
And they're filming season 3 right now.
Oh, okay.
So how many people would turn out for an audition in Dallas?
I think 4,000 people came on Saturday to the open, or maybe 6,000. And then they called back about 300 people.
That's it, eh?
Yeah. Wow. So in the morning, I heard they had 9 audition rooms at the opening, open auditions. And I heard one room before lunch only gave out 2 callback slips.
Hard room. So, wow.
They were very picky.
Yeah, because they don't go through a lot of contestants on that show as compared to the other ones, I don't think.
Yeah, they're more selective on who they invite. They don't do the people dressed in crazy outfits shit like that. They do genuinely good singers who do this for their living right now. Mm-hmm.
And I think isn't the season quite a bit shorter for The Voice too? It always seems to me it's quick.
Yeah, I've always seen they've a got few their episodes. Winner quick.
Yeah, it's a little shorter. They had I think after the season 1, they had more people auditioning, so they had a longer blind audition round. Yeah. And so then they also upgraded how many people they had on each team. So they extended it out a little bit in season 2, but I think it is shorter than American Idol and better.
Well, Mike's going to like that show because, Rob Thomas is going to be one of the helpers on that
season. Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I hate American Idol. I don't care who's judging.
No, not for American Idol, for The Voice. Ugh. You know how they have the coach's assistants?
Oh, he's going to be a coach. Oh, okay.
He's going to be a coach's assistant.
Oh,
he's not even – how could he – wait.
Well, no, so the coach will have, big name people that will come in and mentor with
– But aren't the coaches, semi-famous?
Yeah, Christina Aguilera is one of them.
Christina Aguilera, formerly Blake Shelton, CeeLo Green, and Adam Levine.
Yeah. Adam Levine, that's right.
Yeah. So, and it's fun to watch them bicker. That's one of the best parts about the show. And Christina, Christina's horrible outfits.
Oh, yeah. Your boobs haven't fit in that in 2 years.
I do hope for a nip slip, Andy. I'm sorry.
Oh, I do hope for. Oh.
Not Christina. Adam Levine, not Christina.
Of course.
I have nip slips of Adam Levine already. Ooh. I have a picture of him on the computer of him, naked.
He's going to be on American Horror Story.
What?
How is it, Michaela?
Yeah, he's on this next season.
I don't like him.
Yeah, me either.
I don't want to spend time with him. I just want to...
She wants to observe him.
You want
to
start
my lawn. I want to watch him mow my lawn.
Start an off-beater of...
Bahama Mama.
An Adam Levine off-beater you're going to vote for?
Yes, I will.
Yes, I will. Yeah, he's going to be on American Horror Story, I believe. They already did some filming. I'm not sure how I feel about that. Yeah,
Rob doesn't sound excited.
He's a big douche.
That's how I feel about that, pretty much. Yeah.
I think I think he can be a douche, but I think he's a nice guy at heart. He just comes off as a douche.
Nope.
No, I'm pretty sure he's a douche.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with douche.
All right, I'm being
asking him to speak.
You're just being douche. Nice.
Good answer.
Yeah, douche would be my
I'll
guess.
Still have all the dirty dreams about him I want.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. I mean,
so there.
Probably talk in your dirty dreams.
In your fantasy, he could be nice.
No, that's Michaela's dirty dreams. It's just a nice conversation over coffee. Yeah. They discuss worldly books and stuff.
They feed the chickens and pick up eggs.
Yes.
Awkward.
That is.
Awkward transitions.
Oh, man. So two weeks ago. Feels like a week
last
ago.
Last time on the Chatterbox.
Time flies so quickly these days. God, I'm getting old.
It's because you're old.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's why. It seems everything seems so much shorter now. Whereas, remember when you were in school as a kid?
Everything?
Wow.
That's just no, because
no, because
making it look that way.
It's way shorter because it's just never up. I don't know. Never mind. But so we blew off Michaela's movie picks last time.
Did we?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Well,
it got
bamboozled.
It got bamboozled by The Dark Knight Rises.
That's fine.
You got bamboozled by The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, that's pretty much right.
For the best of us.
So you did. You watched some Netflix movies, I believe.
I did. I watched some Netflix. I finally watched The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Aren't you all very proud of me?
Not the
one or the American one?
American one. Okay. I have ADD. I can't do subtitles.
Okay.
Is the American one on Netflix now?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
It's Canadian.
Well, it's on
Canadian.
This one, too. It's on ours, too.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, and it's not Netflix. It's just video on demand.
Oh, okay. Sorry. But it is on Netflix, just to clear it out.
Gotcha.
So, I really like strong, aggressive women in movies.
I really like
women who can kick ass. I was a tad concerned about the insanity factor going on here a little bit in the movie, I must say. And when you guys were talking about how horrified you were by the rape scene, I didn't understand it at first. Because I was like, okay, well, that was bad, but that, you know, it wasn't like I'm not traumatized. I've seen way worse.
Yeah, wrong rape scene.
Yeah.
And then I
had another rape scene.
Yeah.
The second rape scene.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Rape scene numero dos.
Yes.
That was wrong on a lot of levels. I mean, but right.
Yeah.
In so many good
ways. Yeah.
It was so wrong, yet so right.
So right.
Yeah, I've never seen the American ones. I don't know how they portrayed it, but I assume it's just as brutal as the original.
Yeah. Well, what I think really makes it hard to watch the second one is this, like, the sound effects.
Oh, they're more
like watching it is tough, but like hearing just the noises that happen,
geez.
This really makes it worse.
Flashbacks.
Yeah, I vote no. I had the same issue with Pulp Fiction in a different way. The same idea. Because I just find, not because that character was such a dirty fucking pig, I was okay with it, right? In the Pulp Fiction instance that happened, he was not he was a dirty, rotten, murdering bastard, which is a completely different issue than being a rotten, filthy pig. And so I was really bothered by that rape scene as well, because there's just something so very wrong about that. There's just something just that gets me every time. So I was moved badly by that movie. And also, I found it interesting that there were two such bad guys in the same storyline. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to spoil too much.
Yeah.
I mean, spoiling it. I'm sorry. Everyone should have seen it by now.
But that's a fucking year old. If you haven't seen it, get over it.
There were two serial killers in the same movie.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Like, that to me was just, I was like, oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, okay, hang on.
Well,
two serial killers in one movie.
Since this trilogy is never going to be finished, the American versions, if you go watch the other one.
Are they not?
I don't think so. They didn't make enough money, right?
They're working on it.
I thought they were working on it.
I didn't think they were.
They're working on the second one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I didn't think it made enough money or something.
No, it made enough. They said they're moving on.
Oh, well, there you go then. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll finish out the trilogy. Then you'll see the full picture.
Ooh, there's a full picture?
Oh, yeah.
I'm scared.
Full rape picture.
Oh. Well, the way they left it at the end, too, was... I feel worried for him, but we'll see. Just because she's a little crazy and she likes to cut stuff off people and things. I'm just saying. So I gave this initially two glasses of wine, but I'm giving it three because it did not hold my ADD attention the first time I watched it, and I ended up having to watch it twice.
Mm.
So three glasses of wine.
Yeah, I was going to have some awesome sound effect, but I was busy today, so that didn't happen. So maybe I will add that in.
Okay.
I was going to have some nice pouring, quirk popping and some glasses pouring.
Movies and wine.
Yeah.
Today is gin and tonic.
That was kind of my idea.
That's a lovely idea. This is my medicinal gin and tonic.
So make it just bloop, 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 bloop.
That's right.
Okay. Well, yeah,
and I also watched Columbiana, but that's you know, another girl kicking ass, which was nice.
I never even heard of that.
Hmm. No. Oh, really? It's got Zoe Saldana in it, and she's she's like a little girl who sees her parents get killed when she's very little, and then she turns into like assassin chick.
She turns into Rooney Mara in Girl with the Dragon.
she morphs into her.
Something like that. Yeah, so check that one out. I gave that one 3 glasses of wine, too, because the storyline was okay, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't the girl with the dragon tattoo. Well, that got 3 glasses of wine, too, so there you go. Depends on how much wine I want to drink that day, really, is the problem, I think.
My only thing with Columbiana was that the trailer told me nothing about the film. And I literally just looked down and go, okay, I didn't care to see it because I had no clue what it was about. It just seemed like a shitty action film with a girl in it.
Well, maybe they figured her name was enough of a draw.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. So maybe. That's it for Michaela's old style movies, I guess.
Ooh, old style movies. Well, I've never actually heard of Columbiana.
We have some tech. Hmm?
I had said I'd never actually even heard of Columbiana. I'll have to look and see if I can find that. Yeah, no, I'd just been playing this iPad app, 10 million. It's like a matching puzzle game. And basically you have to go through this dungeon and then keep matching things to beat things. It's 8-bit style. It's really addictive. And once you get to 10 million, you basically beat the game is how it works out. So that's pretty cool.
I completely misread this. I thought it was like the 10 millionth iPad app.
There might be. I don't know. No, it's like it's one of those super addictive, stupid iPad, iPhone games. I don't know if you could really play it on the phone. It seems like it might be a little too small. But yeah, it's one of those ones that hooks you in for like a week and then you don't play it ever again.
Yeah. Well, from the information on that link you gave us, or that I searched, I guess. No, you gave us a link, didn't you? They say it's more suited to the iPhone than the iPad because it's very quick and stackable. So maybe they got that backwards.
I thought it was I found – well, you know what? I could see that because with the more compact screen, you could move to things quicker.
Oh, yeah.
It is $1.99, everybody, just an FYI.
Yes, yes, yes. That's not free. You actually have to pay for it.
Boo.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
We want free. We want free.
We want free.
And I should make an update about my app recommendation from last time, audiobooks. I found that I don't know if it was just coincidence that my phone was getting really full on its memory at the same time as I downloaded that app. But my phone gave me a memory full warning, which I didn't really like very much. And I had, you know, I had the smaller iPhone, the 15 gig or whatever it is, or whatever, 13 gig. 16, there you go. Well, a lot of that's eaten up by something that isn't mine.
The 13 gig. Is that the Canadian? That's the Canadian one. 13 gigs.
And granted, I've got like days and days and days worth of music and lots of... of apps and stuff on there, but I ended up taking off. I ended up taking that app off because I felt like it was slowing down. I was cleaning up anyway, and I felt like it was slowing my phone down, so I got rid of it. So there you go.
So suck it, Mike.
Yeah.
not Mike's app. The one that the audiobook app that I suggested to you.
Sorry, Mike. I take back my suck it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I have two apps that. While we're talking apps. Two apps that I want to recommend.
App talk.
Yeah. So, has anyone played Jurassic Park?
No, but I've seen it. I heard it's pretty addictive.
It's pretty fun, and it's free.
I think I might pick that up.
And it's like kind of in the style. It's like you build your own Jurassic Park. So it's kind of like, I don't know, like a strategy game, and you harvest in meat and crops, and you feed your dinosaurs and. You discover new DNA and you make new dinosaurs. I don't know. It's kind of fun. Passes the time and it's free. So that's pretty cool. And the other one that I got to pimp is actually the first Kickstarter I ever backed. And it's a game called Oregon Trail.
Oregon. You're picking Oregon. Up Oregon, yeah. Or the Oregon Trail.
So it's in the style of Oregon Trail.
Okay.
Except it's in, you're in the zombie apocalypse.
Oh my god.
And you're driving your station wagon from the East Coast to the West Coast. And same like type old school graphics, like, so it's like, and it's like, it's great. It's like totally in depth. It will take you a while to play because, you know, you got to drive across the country. You got to, like, you know, you keep your supplies. You have your party and they can, you know, their health gets down. So you have to kind of like balance like how fast you want to go and make stops and trade. And, you know, you scavenge for food and supplies. And you got to shoot zombies, of course. Now, if one of your party gets bitten by a zombie, they will be infected and eventually turn into a zombie. But you have the option if you'd like to put them down. So you can make that very important decision, just like in real life.
Wow.
I want to make sure I don't name anybody on this thing, like, after somebody I know. Like,
oh, I made them all people I know. I think that makes it.
I made them all people I know.
Yeah. So, honestly.
Well, this wife is getting kind of old. I think I need a new wife.
You know, if he wasn't even a zombie yet. I just wouldn't put him down.
Yeah. So, honestly, I highly recommend if you were a fan of Oregon Trail and you're a fan of like The Walking Dead, this game is perfect for you. And it's only $1.99, which is totally, totally worth it in my opinion. You get it for iPad, iPhone, Android, and I think it's coming out for PC as well.
Nice. So,
totally recommend that.
Fun. Anybody else have any tech?
No, actually, I want to go back to a movie real quick because it's something that comes out.
Oh, backtracking.
Yes, it comes out in limited release. It comes out in limited release this week. It's a movie called Compliance. Have anybody heard of it?
No.
Okay, so basically, it's a small indie movie. I think it's at like 91% on Rotten Tomatoes right now. But comes out in limited release this week. The gist of the whole story is this. It's small town, fast food restaurant. Some teenage girl working there. Somebody calls up, a police officer calls up and tells the manager, hey, you know, this person is... you know, stole money from a purse, you need to hold her there, blah, blah, blah. And basically it's based on a true story, which is crazy of all these things that happened. If you look up the true stories, they're pretty freaking insane. And it's basically what this caller gets the people who work at the restaurant to do to the person who was accused, this teenage girl who's accused of stealing from a purse. And all they're going on is this phone call. But I would check out the trailer. It is really creepy looking. Like, creepy.
There's an episode of Law & Order SVU with Robin Williams like that.
Yeah, it's creepy in like a 1 hour photo kind of way. Huh. That's kind of how it strikes me. Like, oh my God, what depths will people sink to without having any knowledge of anything at all? That comes out in limited release this week, Compliance. I'm probably going to check it out, but I wanted to mention that. I just remembered that popped into my head.
If we're back on movies, I saw The Campaign.
Oh, did you?
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I really liked it. I think it was one of Will Ferrell's better films in a while since Talladega Nights.
Hmm.
I don't think he's had a really good film, a comedy film since then, and it was really good. Zach Galifianakis was awesome in it. There's a lot of great stuff that wasn't in the trailers, and it was a really fun movie to watch.
You know, I heard the media was like panning it, and people are saying that like, oh, that's because like it makes them look bad or something like that. Like, did you notice any of that? Or
I don't know if it makes the media look bad, but it does. I mean, it does have kind of a, you know, like most movies now, it does have kind of a underlining message. That deals with politics, and it's a message that it's a true message,
yeah.
But they keep it funny and they keep it really well done. And there's kind of some surprises you don't see coming in the movie, but I really enjoyed it, and the people I saw it with really liked it.
Surprise.
And I would give it 2 glasses of wine.
There you go. So it took you 2 glasses of wine to get through it, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
that's not bad. That's good for your heart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is.
See,
the more you drink, the more you fart.
What?
What? No, that's not. That's not wine.
That's not it. I don't think that's wine. Yeah.
Oh, it's right.
Thing. The more you drink, the more bad decisions you make.
The more, that's probably true.
Or the louder you sing, thinking that you're really good.
The more horny you get, but only for a really short window of time.
And then you fall asleep.
Before you fall asleep.
Yeah, or throw up all over the person you're having sex with.
Oh, you're so hot. You're making me so blah. Oh. You're listening to Chatterbox.
Oh, man. So has everybody here caught up on Breaking Bad?
I just watched it.
Okay, I just watched it last night, the new episode.
Holy.
Hey, Rob, go. What did you think of it? Have you just watched that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so are we going to say spoilers? Spoilers?
Yeah, hold on. Let me write down the time real quick.
Okay.
I would say we have to. Like,
talk about this. I'm going to put in a chapter, so we're cool. We'll go straight up spoilers.
So the spoilers. So I'm giving people plenty of time.
Yeah.
To spoilers.
Spoiler.
Breaking Bad. So the Great Train Heist.
Holy.
Yeah. I'm so amazed by how they are able to build up tension.
So intense. Oh my god.
And just I love all of their like big wide shots going down like the road and stuff. Like it's just they know how to like create this atmosphere. It's damn. And man, how cool is that?
I was fucking shaking after the episode. It was so intense.
Yeah.
I was like,
I just heard the TV screen.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah. Well, like going back to what Rob was, the way they were shooting it was very much like old Western train robbery shots. Like showing the train coming from the distance and, you know, all those very cinematic shots were taken straight from old-fashioned train robbery films.
Yeah.
Right. We talked about that before, the cinematic effects they have on this show, because I think they're one of the last shows that are actually still filming on film.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, it looks, you can definitely tell the difference. Like, it looks so good.
Well, and the contrast to the week before, basically the Skylar episode, which was intense in a different way, where it was showing you everything she's going through.
Right. Well, can I just say, I was very happy on the last week's episode that they finally talked. I was getting to that point where I'm really tired of this relationship. Like,
So are they.
Yeah.
So is she, rather.
Yeah.
I understand that. Like, I'm not a huge Skylar fan. I've wanted her dead since, like, season 3. But I was very happy they finally said things to each other instead of just awkward quiet.
Since they completely actually opened up about things. Well, not opened up in any meaningful way, but
well, like when he's like, you know, I'm just waiting. He's like, waiting for what? For the cancer to come back.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Like,
that was
awesome. Damn.
So when you saw the kid at the beginning,
I knew something
did
bad.
Did you even think twice about it, or did you like?
I figured he was going to see the train heist. I didn't think. I didn't know what was going
to
happen.
I didn't even remember.
But
by the time I got to the end of the show, I forgot completely what I did.
When I saw him pull up, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Fuck, yeah.
And then Landry just blasted him, and I'm like, oh, shit.
I love that he's Landry.
Yeah. Well, he's a freaking serial killer now. He's got a couple bodies under.
When I saw the kid, after he got the spider, I half expect him to find a body.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, yeah.
Like, it was going to be like one of those where it shows you they find the body and they cut back like 3 hours earlier or a day earlier, and you find out whose body it is. But I think they made it such a minute moment. Like Michaela said, you completely forget about him because the whole
there was no payoff in that in that scene.
Yeah,
no.
Because I was like, what the fuck? What was that for? Like, why? But I was like, there's a reason. There's always
something's
going.
Yeah. Well, because it could have easily been like Todd falls off the train and gets run over, and then the kid finds his body. I mean, it could have easily been that just as much as it was him getting shot. But him getting shot freaking changes everything.
Yeah.
A friend of mine texted me, which I thought he texted me right after I watched it, and I texted him. He's like, I think that moment is the downfall.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's got to start the downfall anyway.
And I was like, yeah, I mean, when you kill a kid, that ups your game. Like,
but, you know, I was thinking, like, it would have been maybe more shocking if Walt would have done it. Because this is just some, like, random, you know?
But so Walt never gets his...
It solidifies him with the group, though, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Well, but see,
you still
I
have to kind of like Walt.
Yeah.
Like, you still have to like Walt. And if he would have point blank shot that kid...
Yeah.
No, like, people would be done with the show.
But I don't think the idea is to like Walt at all anymore. And the thing is, Walt doesn't get his hands dirty in that way usually. He usually manipulates somebody like Jesse shooting Gale or...
he finds a smart way to do it.
Yeah, well, he just pushes it off on someone else to keep himself out of it.
Yeah.
You know, by using them.
Yeah.
Because he's a sociopath.
Well, it's even the same way in which he's using his truth right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Ugh. He
like
is...
that scene with his... I can't remember his name right now. With his brother-in-law in the office. I was like, what a shitbag. Like, honestly? Like, he's honestly going to drop all of this at Skylar. And obviously we knew he was going to, because what other reason would he have for keeping her around at this point? But just to drop it all at her doorstep that, you know? Like, she's the bad one. She's the one who... She doesn't love him. And everything he's saying is true.
Yeah. It's just it's perception.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, I think... I don't know. If he would have shot him, it would have been a lot more shocking.
Mm-hmm.
But it would have really... Like, I would have been pissed. Like, I would have really been kind of mad at the show for doing that.
Which is why they didn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think having Landry... Because I thought it was going to be Walt shooting Landry at the end.
Yeah, I that thought something be, was going to happen with him. But
then
again, I wasn't sure if he was an undercover cop or something.
Well, once he shot the kid, I knew he wasn't. Yeah. I was like, well, there goes that whole theory.
The kid was wearing a squib. He's fine. Yeah.
Well, they got to get that body away from the methylamine. I mean, they can't have people searching for that kid near the tanks.
No. Yeah.
They need to drop that body somewhere far away where somebody can
like
find
you've
it.
Done this before, Mike.
Never.
They so need a mountain behind his picture.
They need to move that body, get it away from their meth tanks, so they can still use their product.
I think a lot of people, like I know I am. I'm assuming a lot of people. I'm waiting for that moment when Hank finds out that Walt is whatever his alias is.
Well, who's to
Heisenberg.
Say he ever will? Who's? I mean, he could die of cancer at the end of this show.
He could, but that would be such a sad payoff for him not to find out.
I would feel terrible for Hank the moment he finds out.
To me, that's great TV. Him fighting with it.
But that's how true. Heartbreaking!
And I can see. I mean, I can see the show, the episode before the break, two episodes from now, when they have the last episode for the 7 month break.
No, when how about 12? 12 month break. They're not coming back till next year.
That's what I'm saying. 7 to 8 month break.
Yeah. Was it next July they're coming back?
Is it next July? Oh, a year break.
Yeah. They're coming back in the summer again. So.
Yeah, I can't believe they're taking such a long time.
They can call it one season all they want. It's two seasons.
Yeah. And you listen to Vince Gilligan, and he's just the most unassuming man. And then this stuff comes out of his head. You're like, really? The payoff at the end is shoot the kid?
It may not have been his head. It could have been one of the other writers. They have other writers.
That's true.
That's true.
That is true. Well, it's not the first kid they've shot, so.
What other kid? Oh, yeah.
The drug dealer kid.
Yeah, drug dealer kid.
Remember, that's when Jesse went off the deep end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the poisoning of the girlfriend's son last year, too. So it's not like he won't go there.
That's true. You know?
Just a little more covert about it.
Mm. Well, I think what's really interesting is, especially if you've watched the show from the beginning to now, when you watch Jesse and Walt's reaction to Landry shooting the kid, Jesse just really just freaks. Mm-hmm. And Walt, in the beginning, would have done the same thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Like, he has gone so far down that bad path, which is what Vince Gilligan wanted to make. He wanted to make a show about a good guy that turns bad.
Oh, he turned bad.
He's pretty stone cold.
Yeah.
No redemption there.
He's all about the dollars.
Yep, pretty much. I don't even think it's about the money. I think it's about the prestige of it.
Yeah, the arrogance that he has.
I think it's about the respect.
Yeah.
Because he didn't get that respect before.
Yep, exactly.
And now he's got it.
That is true.
And I think that's where the conflict with Skylar comes
in. But he's
in.
Got the respect, but he can't tell anybody.
Yeah. Well, I think like with Skylar, he feels like she should respect him for what he's done for the family, and he doesn't understand that she's always respected him until
yeah.
you know, what happened last season.
Yeah, well, she just wants a normal family and a normal life, not this.
Yeah.
And it's not exactly like he was asked, or she was asked if this is the kind of lifestyle she felt like leading, you know.
Yeah, he didn't really talk to her about it.
Yeah, and she's got her kids to think about. And like she says, a gunman could show up at the door at any minute, and I'm not having my kids in the house for that.
But he's the one who knocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so was Gus until he wasn't.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Still one of the best lines in the whole show, though.
That was awesome when he said that.
That's just a great speech he gives.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, totally. So, Mike, you have Doctor Who and Luther?
I've just been watching them. I started watching Luther. I'm almost finished series one. That's excellent. Really enjoying that.
I've seen half of the pilot. I haven't finished.
Yeah, I'm up to through episode four. I believe there's five episodes, the first series.
Mm.
I didn't really get into the pilot at first, but as I watched a couple more episodes or watched the rest of the episode and then, say, the second and third, I really got into it a lot more, and it became a little more intense. So I'm going to finish that up. There's only two series on Netflix. So, and Doctor Who, I'm somewhere in the, I don't know, where Matt Smith starts.
Have you watched companion. Everything previously?
Yeah, I watched everything previously.
All right.
I'm up to
See,
that point.
I started in series five where Matt Smith started, and I'm up to date with that, but now I'm just finally starting
going back.
Season one. Yeah.
Okay. See, I went back and started at series one with Eccleston and worked my way up.
Yeah. So yeah, Matt Smith is my first doctor, and I'm so excited to see the new season. Most excited about the episode that they shot in New York, because I, you know, watched
yeah, you
them
saw
shoot
it.
Some of it. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Right on. I can't wait for Doctor Who to come back.
Yeah. I just found out today, but they're having an event in the city on the 25th, and they're screening the new episode, and they're going to have Matt Smith and I think Karen Gillan there.
Oh, that's awesome.
And cool. I was like, I gotta go. Like, and like, so they were gonna tweet out the link. BBC America was gonna tweet out the link to buy tickets, and I couldn't get them.
Wow.
It was just, they were gone so fast.
Wow.
And because they were basically, they cost 11 cents each. So, yeah. God, I'm so. Mad, but I really would have liked to go that. But I can't complain. We got to see Matt Smith. You were with me, Michaela.
Yeah, that's right.
Got a burrito from him. So, and I got to see them shoot. So, you know,
yeah.
I've had you know, some good experiences with Doctor Who. So,
I have a question for you guys, because this is a debate I've read. I think, I don't know if it was on Media Junkyard's Facebook or what, but a lot of people were asking, you know, when it hits the 12th Doctor. And when that guy decides he wants to move on, what do you think they're going to do?
Oh, well, really that point is moot, because they've already, BBC has already said that, like, that's not really the case anymore. Like, I think there was a, the Doctor made an appearance on some special.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot what the exact comment was, but he basically made a comment that reverses that. Thing, so that's not going to be an issue.
so they're retconning it, pretty much.
Basically, yeah.
And he would have all the lives from. I don't want to spoil anybody.
What?
Don't spoil. I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Basically, he can regenerate many more times.
He's fine.
Okay. Was there like a mythology that he'd only regenerate a certain amount of times or something?
Yeah. Wait, in the older series.
In the original series.
But they've even talked about it in this one a little bit too.
Really? I must have just missed that. Yeah.
They've mentioned it. It's very quick. Like, it's not, they don't really talk about a huge diatribe.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I would imagine as long as the show is bringing them in ratings, there's no reason to do that.
Yeah.
No. And I don't think Moffat has any issues with playing with whatever version of the story he wants to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Either.
A lot of people are wanting a girl doctor.
That would be interesting.
Well.
Well, there's sort of. Well, yeah.
Well, there sort of is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
Where are you, Mike? Where are you, Mike?
Vincent and the Doctor. Okay. I just finished Vincent and the Doctor.
I'm still on the one before Matt Smith. I can't think of his name.
Tennant.
Yeah, I'm still with Dave on David Tennant's years.
I enjoyed the David Tennant ones.
I like David Tennant.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Have you seen Blink?
That's
no,
all...
I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, okay.
The very first episode awesome. I watched.
That is awesome, that episode.
Yeah. I've heard it's good. I'm getting there.
Yeah, it's excellent.
I think I'm trying to think where I am. I think I just started his second season.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Oh, okay. His second season, so that'll be the third series or whatever.
The last episode I remember is when like a hospital gets transported to another planet.
Oh yeah. Ugh, Martha.
Oh yeah, Martha. Huh. Right. So True Blood.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't get to watch it, so
thanks, yeah. Danny.
Skip that one. Skip that.
Right. Yeah, we'll skip that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys watch episodes on Showtime?
Is this the Matt LeBlanc show?
Yes.
I think I've seen like a few or a couple of the first ones.
Okay. The second season started a few weeks ago. And I didn't know if anybody else watched it. I was going to talk about it if anybody else did. It's a really funny show. The second season, I think, lost a little bit of the comedy. But the first season's really good. Matt LeBlanc, I mean, he got nominated for an Emmy for it. He's really funny in it. And if anybody that wants to get into show business, this definitely is a show because it's very true to how show business works.
Show business.
Yeah,
it's two British writers, right?
Right. Yes, it's pretty much two British writers who had a very popular show in England, very similar to almost like a Downton Abbey type show. They get picked up by an American network who wants to make their who comes up and says, "I love your show. I want to make your show in America. It's gonna be great." So they come to America, and then they find out the guy that told them that he loved the show had never seen his show. And I mean, that's going to happen. That's just how show business works in California. And then they talk about they completely changed their show into a show about hockey players called Pucks. And Matt LeBlanc plays the coach. And it's a completely like not even close to what their show was in England. And so it's pretty much about how Hollywood fucks things up. Would be the best way to put it. And It's really funny. It shows a lot about Hollywood, and like I said, it's good. I would suggest people go get the first season.
Excellent.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't have Showtime.
And it's gotten me into chick drama shows.
So you're
what kind of chick drama shows?
Like TLC and Bravo reality shows.
Oh, you're not watching that Honey Brown Doo-Doo or whatever?
Are you saying yes to the dress, Dan?
We actually, Angie was watching that when I got home.
What? I woke up and it was on TV.
Which one?
And I woke up and I was like, oh.
The Honey Boo Boo Child.
Oh, yeah, whatever the fuck her name is.
Honey Boo Boo.
I don't watch TLC.
But no, she's Angie. Her guilty pleasure is like the Real Desperate Housewives or Real Housewives of Orange County. And
my ultimate favorite is Basketball Wives. It's basketball. They're ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
It's
terrible.
It's such crappy drama. But like, I have nothing else to do, so I'll watch it with her. And I kind of like, that bitch is crazy.
Well, it sucks you in.
You get sucked into those shows. You get totally sucked into
them. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Because they're so fucked up.
But they're mindless. Like, it's something you can put on and not even pay attention.
And work on something else. But, no, it's, like, there's another show called, like, Dating Something. Advice Queens.
Oh, Misadvised.
Misadvised. And it's, like, three different dating advice people who like have a column or a radio show in Los Angeles, New York, and San Francisco. And it's so like one of the girls is so dumb and like she just tries to do all she's like, I can't get a boyfriend, but she always does like crazy ass things on dates because that's part of her job. And so Angie's gotten me into chick drama reality shows.
You're welcome.
Her work here is done.
Angie, now I know if Angie's about to get in a fight, if she takes off her shoes at a bar, she's about to get in a fight thanks to those shows.
Oh, is that what happens when you get in a fight?
Yeah, the guy, to hold my shoes.
Well, I guess it is hard if you're in like 6-inch heels or something, or 8-inch heels.
And Angie wears those all the time.
Oh, yeah, you know me.
Constantly.
She's wearing them right now.
Especially when she's LARPing.
Yes, when she's LARPing.
That's part of her, that's one of her main things when she LARPs.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's time for Michaela's Got Questions. Are you two ready?
Michaela's Got Questions. Go.
There you go. All right. Are you going to answer them as one, or would you like to take them individually?
We'll take them individually. We're our own people.
I figured.
One.
We're not. Angie T's never mind.
It's okay.
Angie T's a state of mind. That's all.
Okay.
Yes.
Angie, starting with you. Are you a movie girl or a TV girl?
TV.
Definitely TV.
Movies got to be really good for me to go to the theater.
God, so I'm both. I watch a lot of TV and I watch a lot of movies.
So you're a movie and TV girl. Okay.
I'm a movie and TV girl.
Okay. Danny, what is your favorite movie?
Oh, I hate you.
Mormon Boys.
Love you too.
That Mormon thing that's being...
no.
Shawshank. I have to say, honestly, one of my favorite movies is, I'll pick a new one, is Gangs of New York.
Hmm. Okay. Angie?
I don't really have a favorite movie.
You like the Princess
one? Princess.
Princess Diaries?
The one that we watched, our second date.
Andre
Princess Bride.
Little Princess. Yeah, because I'm secretly a 5-year-old girl inside and like to watch all the Disney movies and all that stuff.
Harry Potter, nothing like that.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Accepted.
It's not my favorite movie.
Angie, what is your favorite TV show, current and of all time?
My favorite TV. Oh, damn. So many questions. You couldn't have prepped me? I could have done a little Googling. No, no. What do I watch a lot of?
Honey Boo Boo.
Basketball Wives. Housewives.
I really like Fringe. I'm not caught up.
You like Property,
bro. All right.
Well, yeah.
What do you record? I guess that would show as you're probably your favorite. Like, what do you want to record?
Well, if you were recorded it correctly, Fringe.
Hey.
Wow.
Oh, Bones. Nope. That's your favorite
Bones,
show right
now. I like
now.
Bones.
Bones would be your favorite show. How about Of All Time?
Oh, God, Of All Time?
Welcome Back, Cotter.
Yes.
Too soon.
Do your dreams are your ticket
40 years
out.
Later. 40 years later.
Spoilers.
Okay.
Spoiler. John Travolta's in it.
What?
Ron Palillo just died.
Yeah, the curly-headed guy did it.
Too soon.
Poor guy.
Okay, Danny, what is your favorite TV show current and of all time?
Favorite TV show currently has to be, right now it would be Breaking Bad.
Yes.
That'd probably be my favorite show. Of all time, gotta be Lost.
Okay.
Nice.
Even with that ending, eh?
I love the ending.
Not everyone hated the ending. I didn't hate it either.
I didn't hate the ending. I kind of didn't like the last season.
I liked it. I didn't figure it out. So.
Nobody's
able to convince me that the finale was horrible.
No, I thought the finale was good. It was very emotional. I thought it hit the right notes. I just didn't love the final season.
I cried like a girl through the end, but I felt used when I thought about it.
I don't like spirituality mixed in my sci-fi.
Used? We're not going to start this debate.
Used? What's that?
I said I cried like a girl and then I felt used when I thought about it. Like a bad sexual experience, Danny.
I bled.
Carlton Cuse gave her a roofie colada.
I bled a little after I watched it.
Okay, that's excellent. So, Star Trek or Star Wars, Danny?
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Yes.
Definitely Star Wars.
Angie?
Neither.
Good for you.
Basketball wise. Angie, if you had a superpower, what would it be?
Probably flying because the traffic here sucks.
Excellent. Danny?
Texas people can't drive.
I've always thought I'd like the morphing ability to be able to morph in anybody.
into anybody. Okay.
Yeah, I could morph to anybody and like take their like thoughts and become them in some form or fashion.
That's a little creepy.
Sounds mind rapey.
Mind rapey.
Sounds like mind rapey.
Okay, what is your favorite thing to do when you're not on the internet, Danny?
Acting. Acting and improv.
Sweet. And besides LARPing, Angie?
probably reading. I read a lot. I read a lot of random stuff.
What are you reading?
She won't let me see it, so I'm guessing it's trashy.
Probably, yeah. Sometimes it is.
50 Shades of Grey, I bet.
I have read that.
She's already read them.
She's already read them.
Angie, do you prefer dark or milk chocolate?
Soy.
Angie is a nonconformist. This is what we've learned.
That's right.
Danny, dark or milk chocolate?
What's your favorite show? Fuck TV.
Fuck TV. Fuck chocolate.
Fuck. Where do you like to sit? I stand. I would have to say chocolate or what was yours?
Darker milk. Darker milk. Chocolate.
Oh, milk chocolate? Oh, milk chocolate.
Someone's going to say dark one of these days, and I will approve.
Chocolate milk.
Yeah, I thought you said chocolate milk or white milk.
Chocolate milk or white milk?
Milk.
2%. That's why you said soy.
Yeah.
2% or 1%?
1% skim.
Skim.
I don't like watered down milk. It's better.
Yeah. Okay, so darker milk chocolate in the form of a bar, Angie.
Milk.
Okay. Angie, what's your favorite swear word?
What was that?
What's Angie's favorite swear word?
Oh, it's fuck.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I thought you said you were each your own person, Danny.
Well, I just know it. Like, I hear it a lot.
I hear it a lot. Fuck you, Danny.
Yeah.
Fuck Danny. Fuck sakes, Danny.
Or basketball wise.
Nice.
That's my favorite.
And what is your favorite swear word, Dan?
You're really obsessed with the show, aren't you, babe?
I love it. They're crazy bitches.
Thank you.
Mine would also have to be fuck.
No.
No?
This is one for each of you that is just for you two.
You think shit or damn is my favorite? Wow. Mm-hmm. Maybe shit or damn.
Shit or damn.
Shit or damn. That's what I say.
All at once. Daniel. If you take a cruise on the shit or damn.
Sounds like the shit or damn. Like
that. I'm not getting on that boat.
No, me neither. I'm not running that one.
Okay, Angie, if you could answer this question first. If you could take a master's class on any topic by any person living or dead, who would it be and what would the topic be?
I have no idea. You're too deep.
Her head just exploded.
It would be on Basketball Wives.
Ojo Cinco, Basketball Wives.
No, he'll hit me.
Yeah, he'll headbutt you.
I don't know. I don't even know where to start with that question.
Probably some like crafty, maybe. Not crafty, like, or like
crafty.
Housey, maybe. Something you could do in the house.
Martha Stewart.
Property Brothers.
No. I don't own a house, so that'd be pointless. Shut up. Oh God, I don't know.
Shit or damn.
I don't know. Maybe like someone like that could teach me how to write a memoir because I'm really into reading them, especially when they're into something like really
Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, well, like when it's something different and interesting, and people who kind of had crazy lives. I don't know. Maybe like David Sedaris or Augustine Burroughs or something.
All right, Danny, same question. Same question.
I would have to say acting and Robert De Niro.
Nice.
I would love just to sit and hear him talk about acting. If you know what I mean.
Well, thank you very much to both of you for answering Kayla's gun question.
Thanks you for asking what you got.
Is that more of that street lingo?
Yeah. What
wow.
You got?
Wow.
I'm a little gangster over here.
What you got?
You okay over there, Rob?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, Rob's very quiet today. He's still
I was listening to the answers.
Nice.
He was rating our answers.
Judging you.
I was raping your answers.
You're raping me.
No, writing that script was so weird, guys. You don't understand.
Did you use the words fresh and fly a lot?
No, I don't think I use fresh or fly.
All right, well, that's a good start then. That's good. That's
yeah,
good.
I use roll out, like let's roll. Not roll out, but like let's roll.
Let's listen to Ludacris while you're
I did listen to some Ludacris. Yeah. I used the word bitch a lot.
Maybe that's your favorite swear.
Maybe bitch after writing that.
Now it is, yeah.
I kind of had to talk about something. I did use the word that most white people are not supposed to use.
Well, that's your, you're writing a script, yeah, so.
Yeah, so, but I did it in the playful form, not the.
The A, not the ER.
Yeah, the A, not the ER.
Oh, okay.
So I did that. I had to tell the spell check that the words that I put were okay a lot. Like, this is how whatever is spelled.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Like, you need to learn this.
Is there
if
like
we're going to keep working together, you're going to need to
Is
learn.
There, like, a hip-hop mode?
Like, right, automatically, I could write. It's like a translator.
Like, if you write.
They have
if you
that,
wrote,
man.
What,
and they have that.
If you wrote whatever, it would correct you.
Yeah. Or, like, it just changes it for you.
Changes ERs to As.
Yeah, it's like, no, that's not proper. I did say cheddar at one point, but I was very debating on that one. I didn't know if they still use cheddar. Like, I'm making some cheddar.
I don't think they do.
They used to.
I'm making some matzah.
That used to be a big word I heard a lot.
I'll ask
Mariah. Ask Mariah, yes. She watches all those Tyler Perry movies, too. And we're back. Thanks for watching. Chatterbox. Any feedback?
Is that it? Is that any, do we have feedback? We do have at least one feedback.
Yeah, we do, right?
We do?
We do.
I heard we do.
Really?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Mike doesn't have it.
I sent it.
Whatever.
Oh, that. Oh, sorry. Duh. That's right.
People listen to our show?
Wait, didn't Kelly Jo say she had something?
Yes, Kelly Jo said she sent something too.
I think she lied.
So we should have two feedbacks.
That's right.
I'm calling Kelly Jo a liar right now.
Oh, called out.
Wait. Oh, wait. Never mind. I'm wrong. Oh no, I'm right, because all she did was say chatterbox. Oh. Wait,
well, that's not a voicemail, a... Kelly Jo.
I guess
well, it back. Is.
You chatterbox bitches.
Yeah, see. No, she was just saying chatterbox. We have some more people who said chatterbox, so
yeah. I need to collect those.
I have one I have to still
Did we get Illyrio's yet?
Yes, I put you know what? I realized funny thing happened. It was in my Gmail inbox, not in the other one, but because right. I kept looking at it on my phone, I'm like, why the fuck aren't these two seeing this? It's right there. And I was like, oh, wait, it's not in that inbox. That's why, because I'm an asshole.
Illyrio recorded it in Canadian, so it was a little off.
Google translator couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. Yes. So I did switch it over. It is in the inbox now.
Oh, good. Excellent.
And here, I just wanted to send mine in. I got to do that. Sorry, yeah. Guys.
Do it.
We have a few more we've accumulated, and here is the feedback we received from Michaela. Oh.
I've been left with no choice.
Hi, Chatterbox. It's Michaela.
Hello. It's Rob.
We're together in Vancouver.
In Vancouver. I love it here.
Yay!
Maybe I'll stay here.
Okay. I have a motorhome. You can stay in it.
Okay.
Okay.
Done.
Deal. Okay, so Rob now lives in my motorhome.
Yep.
Are you terrified yet? Okay, we just wanted to call in and say hello and tell you we're sitting here in a beautiful sunny day in Vancouver together.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
So there you
Thanks,
go. An update.
I love it. The first piece of feedback we get was ourselves.
Well, no, we did have...
feedback. No, no.
We had feedback from Molly. Yeah,
thanks,
she sends
Molly,
feedback.
You're still the number one student.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
I feel like I'm not surprised if Rob moved into a trailer home. I don't know why.
You could see that.
Happen. I would.
I don't know if I could see that.
No.
I wasn't surprised. If it's like by some, like to live near somebody he knows, I can see
it. I would not live in a trailer home. Sorry.
I don't think I would either.
Three trailer park girls go out the outside.
All right, well, shall we call this one
yes,
Vinny?
I think so.
Yeah, some of us have to get up at 4:15.
So, you know what? I would love if you sent in, yes, I'm talking to you, sent in a question or comment via, maybe you could type a message, you can record a voicemail, whatever you want to do, and you can send that over to chatter at chatterboxpodcast.com. Couldn't be simpler.
It's pretty easy.
Pretty easy.
I mean,
don't be lazy.
Michaela did it.
It's on the web too. I did it. See, yeah. And if I do it.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty smart, so
yeah. Maybe
you can't. I don't know, but try harder. You can find us on the web at chatterboxpodcast.com.
Yep.
And you can find us on Twitter. I'm Ren Mike'd.
I'm Rob Venger.
I'm at August 95.
I'm at Daniel Tuttle.
Oh, sorry. I'm at Other Girl ARP.
Don't you mean Other Girl ARP?
Other Girl ARP.
Thank you both for joining us. It was really nice having you here.
Thanks for having us. Oh, and I did start, if you do want to live tweet this show, hashtag Chatterbox Chatter.
Ooh.
Very nice. Clever. Very clever.
You're welcome.
I don't know about that.
You're welcome.
I don't know how good that is.
Ignore it.
I love Angie. I love Angie.
Yes.
I'm glad somebody does.
Oh.
Look, if you're going to be a writer, you need someone like that behind you. Yeah. Saying, hey, don't fucking write that.
Girl telling him it sucks.
Well, to keep you from submitting something that's not good.
Oh, no. I'm happy to have her.
I'm sure she's so pleased to hear that here.
She just yawned.
She's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
She's like, whatever, get away, get out of here.
All right, until next time.
Bye. See you later.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola, that's hello.
Oh, adios.
Ciao. Adios.